Hi, my name is Harry Etier, and you're listening to The Harry Minute. Follow us wherever you stream your podcast, and be sure to check me out on social media at Harry Etier. That is HARRYITIE. Hello and welcome to another episode of The Harry Minute. My name is Harry Etier. I'm so excited to have you back. It's been a very slow season where we're making you work. So I want to just say thank you again for your support and constantly showing up to listen. I really, really do appreciate. Today we're talking about how to be kind to yourself. This is something that I feel like we hear all the time. Oh, be kind to yourself, be kind to yourself. But what does that entail? What's the process like? How do you become kind to yourself? I'm going to be speaking with Anu, who is an amazing clinical psychologist based in Lagos, Nigeria, and she'll be breaking it down in the way that we all can understand and we all can apply to our daily lives. Enjoy. Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of The Harry Minutes. I'm super excited to be back to have a great conversation with someone that I truly respect and truly admire. Her name is Anu Jide Ojo, and she is a clinical psychologist, the founder of Us Therapy, a platform that helps young people navigate mental health at work with care, collaboration, and lots of compassion. She is also the host of Sorry, I Only Read Rom-Coms. She's my kind of person. Please. Welcome, Anu. How are you doing?
I'm good. I feel like this is like a long-awaited conversation because we've always like been postponing it. So I'm glad that it's happening.
I am super glad that it's happening. And I am so like, I follow you on Instagram. I follow you on Twitter. And I just love your thoughts and how you approach everything with softness and kindness and, like you said, compassion. Like, it's in your nature. Do you get what I'm saying? And oh, I feel like if there's anybody that understands empathy, it is you. So,
thank you.
And I'm not just saying it, like, I actually truly believe this. And it's why I really wanted to have this conversation with you because I feel like a lot of people who are our age are going through, and I don't want to say an existentialist crisis or whatever, but I feel like a lot of us feel like we are in a rut. We feel like we are stuck, and we might be a bit hard on ourselves. And the message that we hear everywhere is be kind to yourself, take it easy on yourself, you know, love yourself, you know, all these things that, you know, it's good to hear. But the truth is, how are you kind to yourself? Like, what does that even mean? And how practical can we get when we're trying to take it easy on ourselves? What does it entail?
Okay. So I think one of the things I want to shift away from is looking at it, like stepping away from looking at it like a switch, like, oh, from being unkind to being kind, to looking at it as a skill. So the same way you learn how, when you're like doing a marathon, the same way you kind of build up to, you know, running 10,000 miles by, you know, first taking 5 steps a day or 10 steps a day, or if you want to learn a new skill, you like go on Udemy and take one course, like, and then another and another. That's the same way we learn how to be kind to ourselves, because when we are critical with ourselves, because that is how we're taught. We're taught that you are shamed into love, or you're shamed into correction, that being hit is you being disciplined. Or, you know, so when we mirror these things with ourselves, it didn't just come from anywhere. And this is something that you were taught for at least, you know, 15 years in your parents' house, or 20 years outside your parents' house and all of that. So you know that thing where they say like you after 10,000 hours you become like skilled at something. You can imagine how many hours are in like 20 years. So it wouldn't just disappear when you see an Instagram quote or even when you go to therapy for 1 hour or, you know, four sessions or whatever. So that amount of time that has been dedicated to teaching you to be critical, to be judgmental with yourself, like give yourself that same amount of hours and that same amount of grace to teach yourself the skill of being kind, as opposed to saying, you know, today I'm going to be kind and then you expect that you magically learn it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get it, but like for someone like me now, I feel like I have, and this past year has been interesting for me. I feel like I've spoken about it, like I think in April I did a post. I did an episode of the podcast called Another Life Update, and I didn't share in detail, but I expressed how I was struggling with just, you know, being here, you know, and just having to do life, how it was taking its toll on me. And I feel like it's just like, how do you know the steps you need to take? Do you get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
How do you know what to do when you're supposed to do what you're supposed to do? So it's like, I want to be kind to myself. I want to treat myself with tenderness, with love. You know, where do I start from, right? Do I, you know, people say, oh, go on a trip or take it. Like, is that the way to, you know, be kind to yourself? Because you can take trips and when the trip is done, you're back to the same feeling of emptiness. Do you get what I'm saying? So are there like things, are there like tricks to the book? I know people pay you for this kind of this kind of session, but I really want you to please expatiate more on like practical ways that you feel like, you know, we can take it easy on ourselves.
Okay. So there are many things to consider when you're approaching self-compassion or self-kindness. But I feel like the first place to start is self-acceptance. Like, let's not even jump into self-love or even being kind. It's just like accepting yourself the way you are. Are you the rudest person that you know? Awesome. Are you flawed in any way? Like, just say, this is the way I am, period. Sometimes, like, acceptance is the hardest thing to learn because we hold ourselves up to ideals, and because we don't reach this ideal or we haven't reached this ideal yet, we start like criticizing ourselves on our way, on the way there. It's like you're looking at the gap between where you are and where you want to be, and then you feel like you can insult your way to that ideal spot. But what if you could look at yourself where you are today, right now, and say, you know what, this is where I am today, and this is enough. Sometimes that alone takes off like most of the weight, because you realize that like even without that ideal state, you are still allowed to be loved. Like, you're still permitted to access that kindness. So you're not just trying to distract yourself. Sometimes like those things like trips or spa sessions, they're amazing in their own rights, but they can be distracting tools from you accepting yourself. Because it's like, if I give myself a makeover, then I get into that ideal final point that I can now love, as opposed to seeing yourself in the mirror with all the acne in the world and saying, you know what, I love you today, here and now, and I can be kind to you today, here and now. So it's not necessarily about like the makeover or the steps, it's about like saying today, this in this spot, like just accepting yourself. That is like step one. It's like being neutral about where you are and just accepting it. So if there's a good starting point, that would be it, right? And it's really hard to do, I wouldn't lie. Like, it's just learning. Sometimes it's just like you know, noticing yourself, saying critical things and just pausing and just saying, you know what, this is who I am right now. I want to be different, but this is where I am. And then in 5 minutes, you try again. So I think a good place to start would be like accepting yourself. Another hack is like, who are you kind to? So some people, it could be their partner, it could be their friend. And then putting yourself in that friend position and saying, whatever I would say to that friend is what I would say to myself. Whatever I would do for that friend is what I would do to myself. If I would give my friend the benefit of the doubt, and if I would encourage my friend every single day, then I would do that to myself, even if I don't necessarily believe that I deserve it. But you're just acting as if you're on your own side, you know. So like, what would you do if your friend were in that situation? What would you do if your friend failed that exam? What would you do if your friend gained weight? What would you do if your friend had acne? What would you do if your friend lost your job? What would you tell your friend? Tell yourself that. Because a lot of times people find it easier to show compassion to their friends, but they don't know how to do it to themselves. And then there's another thing called like acting as if. So you're still in the same position of like if you were your friend. So it's like pretending that you deserve that care, pretending that you deserve that love, and then, you know, acting as if like you've gotten to that place that is worthy of that position, and then, you know, giving yourself that reward of kindness. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that, you know, you make a lot of valid points, and I feel like when you were even just talking about, you know, how people are kinder to their friends than to themselves, if I you mm-hmm. know, it felt like you were reading me. You were reading me from my experiences, and how it sometimes is almost as though being hard on myself and being intentional about it. Like, I feel like if I'm not hard on myself about whatever it is I'm going through, I am not. Mm-hmm. I'm not. Something is wrong with me. I don't know if I'm how to explain it. It's almost as though I am supposed to be hard on myself if I want to get the best out of myself. You know, when it's almost as though being hard on myself is like, it's just causing me more pain, and it's causing me more, like, it's like, oh, you know, the standards I've set for myself are very unrealistic. I need to just take a break and pause. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And just like personally, in what areas do you feel like you notice yourself trying to be hard on yourself, and you're like, I know I need to pause. I need to take a step back.
Well, two areas. In my work and in my romantic relationships, those are two areas that I've had to really work on when it comes to being kind to myself. Very recently, I just had a slip up. I don't even know how I would even describe it, but I basically goofed in my relationship, and I was just like, I could hear myself, you know, almost being critical, and I can be very verbally critical with myself, but I was just tired. Like, I've done that before. I've done the whole self-critical thing. I've done the whole, you know, pointing fingers. I've done the whole shaming thing, and it did not work. And I was just exhausted in advance of like flinching at the sound of my own voice, and I just picked up my journal and I started writing. I was literally writing to myself like, I know I'm tired of hating you, so what can we do differently this time? Like, I literally was just exhausted. I was like, I'm tired of hating myself, and I'm tired of I was just exhausted. So I was just like, you know, I'm just going to take the walk and journal and do yoga and pray, like whatever it is I can do that isn't hatred. And that's how I was able to like navigate that, you know, that period. So in my romantic relationships, yes, and in my work, I literally just surrendered. Like, this is where I am now, and I just have to be okay with the baby steps I'm making. That was where I had to practice acceptance the most. I literally just said, you know what, it's fine. Maybe you're not 30 under 30 Forbes yet, maybe you're not, but you know, it's fine. Like, you learn, it's okay. Like, accept all the bruises that, and accept the amount of time it got you to get here, and accept the lessons, and you know, praise be to the journey you have ahead of you. It's fine. And it was like a huge weight lifted off my shoulder, because before then it was just like, why did it take me so long? Why did I just start? You should have started sooner. All of that. And it was just like, yo, like, it's okay. Like, it's okay. I gave myself that permission over and over again that it's okay. Like, the as long as you're now finally here and you know that this is where you want to go to and this is like the lane that you want to occupy, it's okay. So like all the books that I had to read, all the articles I had to read to like build up that mental fortitude and all of that, I did that, and it really helped me like practice acceptance. So those are two areas that, you know, I wrestle with a lot. It's easier as days go by, but yeah, in my work and in my relationships, it's daily work, but it's worthy work.
I feel like a coping mechanism that I have, and I don't know if this is healthy. It's like, I'm like, well, you know, I could be dead right now. I'm like, well, I could be dead right now. So, you know, things are not as bad as they may be. Sometimes that's when I'm like in the extreme. And sometimes I tell myself that, you know, I've gone through worse before. You know, like I have, yeah. I feel like I have been through something that was way bad, you know, than what I'm experiencing now. And if I was able to get through that, I'll get through this. And I don't know if, you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, you know. And that's not about life. We just take what we can take from where we can take it. But on romantic relationships, I want to ask something since you brought it up. being kind to ourselves in relationships, specifically romantic relationships now, what does that look like in the sense that sometimes I have realized that sometimes in relationships, we have to give up a part of, I won't say give up a part of ourselves, but we have to be able to sacrifice some things. You know, it's called compromise, right? You have to compromise some things in order to have like a healthy relationship, a healthy dynamic, you know, because you are meeting another person, you know, and you have to meet them halfway in some areas that might not be very comfortable to you or might not be in your comfort zone. How are you kind to yourself in relationships and at the same time making space for your partner and their imperfections and the compromises that would come from being in a relationship with that person? How do you balance it out?
I think like it's a both and thing. To be honest, I'm still learning how to answer this question in romantic relationships, but one mantra that I've been repeating to myself is like, I should permit myself to love imperfectly and still be healthy. Like, that is possible. Like, it's possible for someone to be imperfect in how they love you without being unhealthy to you. Like, and it's possible for someone to be everything that you've ever wanted and still have flaws that you didn't even consider that people could. Allowing for that compromise means like having the both and mentality. Like, someone can be imperfect and still be healthy. Someone can be flawed and still love you the best way that they can. Like, without being polarizing in your thinking, in your relationship, you really allow yourself to enjoy like the fullness of someone without like saying, okay, because you did this one thing, you must be terrible, or because you did this other good thing, you are like completely perfect. So I think like when you allow like both and to exist, like someone can be good and flawed and someone can be amazing and, you know, badly behaved sometimes, you learn how to like push and pull in relationships and you learn what to compromise, what to let go of, if that makes sense. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It does. I feel like it explains it a bit more. It explains it in a way that, you know, is very practical as opposed to just, you know, compromising or just focusing on self. It explains how there has to be some form of thinking of your own well-being in that situation and also making room for the other person's imperfections too. Because in the end, the person is also doing the same for us.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. How do you navigate that? How have you navigated self-care relationships?
I haven't. I don't think. I feel like my last relationship showed me that I have not done a good job with navigating self-care relationships. And also the importance of having conversations. I feel like if you talk about, you know, our generation, we are very into, let's have a conversation. We need to have conversations. But I feel like we don't even have effective conversations, you know, half the time. And I feel like it's not enough to just have a conversation. You have to be able to communicate your desires and your wants and how the situations make you feel and all these things. And so for me, I hope that I'm going to take this lesson into like my next relationship, and just understand how to focus on making on the relationship as a unit, but also, you know, making room for the other person's imperfections, and also finding ways that I am also thinking of myself through the entire process. Did you get?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These things are very they're very complicated. But before I let you go, Anu, I want you to just what has been your, I mean, this is, we're in October right now.
Yeah.
And October is about to end. So practically November is here already. But I want to ask you, what has been, so far in 2021, what has been your biggest lesson that you have learned about yourself? And what are some of the life hacks that has been getting you through this year?
Life hacks that have been getting me through this year. I think, like, something that I've been very conscious of this year has been letting go of scripts. Like, scripts are basically, you know, stories that we've made up of ourselves about who we are. A lot of times they were formed as a way to survive. So some of the scripts I had was, oh, I'm not much of a public speaker. I'm too introverted for this. I'm not much of a business person or whatever. But I had to figure out the ones that were serving me and the ones that weren't. And I now had to learn how to let go of the ones that weren't serving me, even if they aren't the most comfortable thing. So scripts like in romantic relationships, like, what, there's the number of stories I made up of myself, like, that weren't working, and I can't even think of a lot of them right now. But a lot of times, but these scripts have showed up the most in my business. And I've had to be a public speaker, I've had to be a video person, I've had to be assertive, I've had to be very extroverted, even though I'm like the most introverted person that I know. But it has paid off in a lot of ways, because my voice has been stronger. I have affirmed myself in ways that I didn't know I could. And I've learned new things about myself that I thought that, you know what, I'm done. I thought I was the most self-aware person, but apparently there's still a lot of learning and a lot of knowing to do. So I think so far in 2021 is, the lesson I've learned is that there are scripts I've held on to that weren't healthy for me, and it was just like a call to action to let go of them.
Yeah. And I feel like you do a great job with like us therapy, with the videos, and just, you know, how you break down some of these issues, because we are going through it. we really are going through it. And sometimes, you know, and especially when you are, I feel like a lot of the content that is even curated around, you know, mental health and just general well-being sometimes can be very Western. So it's very American, it's very British, right? So it's even great to have, because the Nigerian context is very unique in itself. And so it's also very interesting that, you know, we have someone that is actually breaking things down for us in the way that they're supposed to, and that we can relate to and connect to. I really, really appreciate that. So thank you for the work you do, Anu.
Thank you. I thank you for these conversations that you hold and what you're doing with Rustin Times. And I always look forward to your posts and to how you like express yourself on social media. You mentioned how soft I am as well, but I feel like you are also that way. And I really like the space that you hold for yourself and, you know, the community around you. So thank you too for your work.
Thank you so much, Anu. It hasn't always been that way. But like you said, you know, we are growing, and I feel like the more we do, you know how you say, like, after like a couple of hours, you're an expert in something, you know, it starts with baby steps, you know. And I guess I started with baby steps, and, you know, I'm going to keep going, right? I feel like that's all I can do, just keep going.
Yes, and well done. It's amazing to work. Well done.
Thank you so much for sticking around to the end of this episode. If you would like to connect with Anu on Twitter and Instagram, you can follow her at Hello Anu. That is HELLOAANU. I'm Harry Itie across all social media platforms. This is the Harry Minute. Bye for now.